God is God. Whether we're on the mountain or in the valley, He's God. He's God. And if you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn to Romans chapter 6. Praise the Lord. I'll give you time to turn there. Romans chapter 6, we're going to read 14 verses. And if y'all would, let's stand for the reading of the Word and in reverence of God's Word this morning. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Everybody say newness.
Amen.
Verse 5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, everybody say knowing this.
Amen.
There's no guesswork about this. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with who? Jesus. With Him, Jesus. That the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
Amen.
Glory to God. Verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin. I'm going to read that verse one more time. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, you also. You also. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin, everybody say this after me, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Be with me this morning as we preach your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that we can actually be dead to sin, and that we can be alive to God. And God has called us to walk in trust. Everybody say total trust. In total trust with Him. And today there's going to be a water baptism. Now, we teach that water baptism is symbolic, but it's more than just being symbolic. It's more than symbolism. There is something that happens with baptism. Now, baptism is not salvation, but it's the wedding ring of your relationship with God. I'll say that again. Baptism, water baptism, is not salvation, but it's your wedding ring with your relationship with God. My beautiful wife that's sitting on the front pew or chair here in the church, she wouldn't like it too much if I bought the ring and said, I don't know if I just want to wear this ring or no more. I'm just going to lay it on the table. I think now, personally, from our experience, she would have a problem with me not wearing that because it serves as a reminder of our covenant with each other.
And that's the way it is with water baptism. Water baptism serves as a sign of your covenant with God. God said, if you're ashamed of me before men, if you're ashamed of me in public, He says, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. And water baptism is a public declaration and saying, look, I'm not ashamed of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Dunk me 7 times, dunk me 20 times. I want to be identified with Jesus Christ. Listen, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all failed. We've all sinned. We've all messed up. We've all made mistakes. We've disobeyed God. We have all fell short. And we shouldn't try to measure ourselves with other people. Can I get an amen with that? We have all fell short of God's glory. And God's saying, look, if you'll just come to me and quit depending on your self-effort, quit depending on your works, quit depending on trying to compete. He says, depend on me and my word, and I will save you, and I will help you and lead you in your life. How many loves God this morning? Amen. This is why we're here this morning. To understand and publicly declare to God, Lord, you changed my heart. I'm ready to be baptized in water. Baptism is the gateway to following Jesus. It's the gateway to discipleship. Jesus said, follow me. You know, it's one thing to believe Jesus, and it's another thing to follow him, isn't it? You know, I could believe Jesus all day long. And yes, it's by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. It's whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But wouldn't it be a tragedy if we all, we all will come before the judgment seat of Christ and stand before him and say, Lord, I believed in you and everything, but I had a lot to do in the world, and I had this to do and that to do, and I really didn't have a whole lot of time to follow you. I really didn't have time to go to church on Sunday morning. Didn't really have time to pray with my family in the living room on Monday night before bedtime. Didn't really have time to do this. I didn't have time. Well, I just love my yacht. I just love my pontoon. I just love going. I just love doing all this stuff, but I still believe in you, Lord. And Jesus is saying, I need you to follow me. I need you to follow me. If you'll just follow me, I'll change you. If you'll just follow me, I'll change you. I'll transform you. It's one thing to say, listen, if I could tell you all day long I believe in taking showers, but if I don't take a shower, you know what's going to stink? You know what's going to happen? I'm going to stink. Right? I could tell you I believe in taking a shower all day long. I believe it. I believe that. How about obeying? Can I get an amen, church? And so God is saying, look, I don't just want you to believe in me. I want you to follow me. I want you to follow my footsteps. Listen, I'm walking into the streets. Jesus is walking where the people are lost, where they need a relationship with Jesus. And when you follow Jesus, listen, it ain't a cakewalk, but he'll be with you all the way. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. It ain't easy following God. It ain't easy. But if you do it, he'll give you the grace. He'll give you his spirit. He'll give you his life if you'll just follow him. Amen. And the Bible says that we are to take up our cross daily. Everybody say daily. Daily. Take up our cross daily and follow him, trusting in him. Baptism. Everybody say water baptism. Water. Is a declaration, a public declaration of our union with him. I love this right here. I love this verse. In verse 4 it says, therefore we were buried with him. Well, Jesus was buried over 2,000 years ago. How in the world could I be buried with Christ Jesus in the year of 2017? How does this happen? Well, the Bible is teaching us that when we get saved, when we give our lives to him, that in reality, that we are so identified. Everybody say this: as he is, so are we in this world. That ought to make you happy. As he is, so are we in this world right now in this present time. So I was buried with him. Let's read on. Buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Listen, I've been in church a pretty good while. I've raised up in church, walking with God for a good while. And let me tell you something. I've seen some Christians live as though Christ didn't raise from the dead. They come church on Sunday morning, ain't got nothing to be excited about. Listen, Jesus rose from the dead. Listen, if you can look at a blood-stained cross and a blood-stained banner and not get excited and not get enthusiastic, my gosh, he saved me from a burning pit of hell, from an eternal hell. Thank God, that is something to shout about. That is something to be excited about. I don't have to burn in flames. I don't have to burn in an eternal hell. All I have to do is plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Plead the blood over my church. Plead the blood over my family. Plead the blood over my life. Plead the blood over my marriage. I could keep going, but you get the point. Can I get an amen in here? Everybody say, plead the blood. Well, plead the blood. The Lord has called us to put our trust in Him. Putting our trust in Him. Look here, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also should be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him. Listen, church, quit trying to resurrect the old man. The old man is gone. You need to start reckoning yourself to be dead to sin. You say, well, Pastor, I messed up this week. Keep declaring that you're dead to sin. You got to keep declaring it. Listen, it's one thing to believe and it's another thing to speak it. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word, every spoken word of God. And we live by the word of God. And the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That word there means a spoken word, for the spoken word of God. Listen, it's one-edged when you read it. It becomes two-edged when you speak it. And the reason why Christians don't have victory in their life today is because they are not speaking the promises of God in their life. Listen, if you're in the valley and you're living by sight and you say, I'm going to be stuck in this valley for the rest of my life. No, you need to stand up and be a soldier of the Lord and say, I'm in the army of God. I'm not going to be defeated by the devil. I'm not going to let the enemy defeat me. I'm going to walk in truth. I am a soldier of God. I will not be defeated. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. I am triumphant in Him. Praise God. He said, it is finished over 2,000 years ago. Devil, look here. I'm buried with Him. I died with Him. I rose with Him. I ascended with Him. Oh, praise God. I'm coming back with Him. Oh, praise God. Everybody say, stand for the word. You got to stand for the word. It's what the word says. You know, the Bible says, that we live by faith and not by sight. And we think that the opposite of faith is doubt, but it isn't. The opposite of faith is sight. And so many of us live by our feelings. We live by what we see. And the reason why we can't have a release of God's promises and a release of the inheritance that God has for us is because we have spiritual lockjaw. You've got to go ahead and say, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed wherever I go. Listen, whatever I touch, it's blessed. Wherever I go, it's blessed. You say, Pastor, you sound like you're being arrogant this morning. No, I'm not. I just know what the word says. If you're a child of God, you're not a slave to sin. Thank God we are dead to sin and alive to God. Amen. There's a difference between confidence and conceit. You with me? Everybody say confidence. We got to be confident in God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody want to do me a favor? Will somebody fill this up with water? Hallelujah, just fill it up about right there. Thank you, by the way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, thank you, Jason. Everybody say, trust. I love this verse right here. Let's read verse 11. Verse 11, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. You come to me and say, Pastor, am I really saved? Am I really saved? Well, if you prayed the prayer of salvation and you believe in Jesus, yeah, you're saved. It's pretty easy. You know what I tell them? Well, I reckon so. I reckon so. He says, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then he says this, verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust. Could it be that Paul is telling us that the reason why we can't get power over sin is because we truly don't understand that he paid the penalty of our sin? And the reason why we can't walk victorious over the power of sin in our daily walk with Him is because we don't even understand what He really, truly did. Everybody say the penalty. Everybody say the power. And everybody say the presence. We're saved. Listen, you call on the name of the Lord, you're saved from the penalty of sin. In your discipleship, when you carry the cross daily, listen, you're being saved from the power of sin. We call that sanctification, right? And then when the Lord comes back, when he splits the eastern sky, we will be delivered from the presence of sin. And I'm here to tell you that the only way that you can have power over sin is to understand he paid the penalty, and that the day is coming, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking forward to the day when the graves are busted open, when he says, come hither, come forth, just like he did Lazarus. Hallelujah. He's coming again. Everybody say, he's coming again. Now you say, well, how do I do this? How am I going to be buried with Christ? How does all this work? How am I going to die with him? How am I going to be raised with him? Everybody say, trust. You believe, you trust, and you obey, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, you're fine. Praise the Lord. Now, do y'all trust me? Is there anybody in here that trusts me this morning? Can I get a volunteer? All right. Now, he trusts me, or he wouldn't have walked up here. Right? He wouldn't have walked up here. Now, what I'm about to do, I don't know if it's going to work. But he trusts me. Everybody say trust. I trust I'm buried with him. I trust I died with him. I trust I'm raised with him. And I'm delivered from the penalty of sin. I've got power over sin because the Bible says it. Not because of my feelings, not because of my past. Listen, I know you messed up this week, but you got to live by the word. Amen. We live by mistakes? No. We live by sin? No. We live by failure? No. We live by the word. You mess up, you live by the word. You repent and you keep going. Everybody say amen. Amen. I'm raised. I trust Jesus. I trust his word more than myself. I hope you do. Amen. Right? You know, some Christians, just stay with me, sorry. You know, some Christians, the devil knows more about his defeat than some Christians do. I think I'll go ahead and do this illustration. Everybody say trust. Trust. What I'm going to do, I'm going to stick this pen through this bag of water over your head. And we're going to see what happens. Now, you trust me, right? Okay. Do y'all got a towel? We got towels. We're having a baptism today. You trust me? Give me that. You trust me? On three. Somebody give me a drum roll. You trust me? Some of us, we can't trust God for even the smallest things. Trust God. Just trust him. Just trust God. I don't care what kind of battle you're going through. I don't care what kind of trial you're going through. Just trust. Everybody say trust. Trust God. I remember being raised. Mom and Dad, I trusted them. Right? I had a trust. I knew if they were around, I could trust them. Right? Trust. Everybody say trust. I trust the word of God. Right? When he said launch out into the deep, y'all remember? They weren't catching any fish. And Jesus told the disciples, said launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Peter said, we've been working all night, Lord. We've been trying to catch fish all night. We ain't caught nothing. We've been working all night. Sounds like people trying to save themselves, isn't it? We've been working. We've been toiling all night. We've been trying to catch everything. And then what Peter said a glorious thing. I love this. Nevertheless, at your word. At your word. I just take God at his word. Circumstances hard, Pastor. Take God at his word. My marriage is in trouble, Pastor. Take God at his word. I need healing in my body. Take God at his word. You know, some of you, you're probably in the same condition that Peter was in that day. You've been trying to get delivered, been trying to get this, been trying to get that. Listen, just trust God at his word. He will deliver you. Amen. Amen, church? Everybody say trust. The Lord has called us to walk in liberty. You know, some of us, you know, it's possible to be a Christian and still be locked up in a cell, a spiritual prison, isn't it? Still possible. And there are some people that are still, they're not leaving. They come to the Lord, just believe, but they're not following Him. And they're still stuck in their own spiritual prison. And listen, Jesus has already posted the bond. You with me? It's good. Jesus has already made the bail. He signed the paperwork. Read it and weep, devil. He signed the paperwork. But there's a part that we have to do. We know it's done. Right? We know. He signed the paperwork. We're free. Legally, we're all free. Legally. By faith in Him, right? But it's your job to take the key and unlock yourself and get yourself out of that spiritual prison. And there's some people that say, I believe in God, I believe in God, I believe in God. But they haven't took the key and unlocked that gate. And this is the reason why they don't have joy. They don't have no joy, they have no peace. Because they haven't took the key and unlocked it. Church, today, hey, there's people here this morning. Listen, you can unlock the door and start following Him and believe, yes, legally I'm free, but take the key and unlock it, and so that you don't have to be in jail to people's opinions, to sin, right? Are y'all with me this morning? Does this make sense? You need to know that Jesus is wanting to lead you. Jesus is wanting to bless you. And He says here, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Will y'all do me a favor? When you wake up tomorrow, when you go home, reckon yourself dead to sin. I don't know about that, Pastor. Reckon yourself dead to sin. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Don't let the devil speak to you. You are dead to sin, period. And since you're dead to sin, you can live a holy life before God. What does He say right here in verse 11? He says, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Verse 12. Then He says, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. That's the power of sin. Right? In verse 11, we can reckon ourselves dead to sin because He paid the penalty of sin. Right? Verse 12, He says, don't let sin reign in your mortal body. In other words, if we really believe what Jesus really done, and we believe He can fill us with His Spirit, we can have power over sin in our daily walk with God. Say, Pastor, the habits are too hard. Listen, you keep reckoning yourself dead to sin even when you're in the habit. Now, I think there's some Pharisees that don't like what I just said right there. You still in the habit, you keep reckoning yourself dead to sin. You keep speaking it. Everybody say, speak it.
Speak it.
You can't expect to have victory if you don't speak victory. Right? You can't expect to have victory if you're always speaking defeat over yourself. You gotta believe. You got to say, yes, I am dead to sin. My name is written in the book of life. Can I tell you something? Can I preach a little bit longer here this morning? Hallelujah. Everybody say the book of life. Your name, now listen now. Your name is recorded in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Before time ever began, your name is written in the book of life. Now listen, when you get saved, it keeps your name in the book of life. Did y'all catch that? It keeps your name in the book of life. And I'm going to get some looks on this. Every sinner, everyone has their name written in the book of life. But if they take their last breath and they haven't pleaded the blood of Jesus over their life, they are headed to an eternal hell. And this is what the Word of God says. Because let me ask you a question. How can an all-knowing God say, I never knew you? How can He do that? Right? Your name would be blotted if you're not saved. All right? Everybody say, preach, preacher. Everybody say, preach, preacher. And this is, because could you imagine? Now let's think about this. This right here should really humble you. Let's say you take your last breath and it's coming. Guys, we're all going to pass, right, before the Lord may come back again. That'll be great. I'll be right here beside, I'll be beside Nick. I say, man, look, man, you look a whole lot better in your new body, right? And you'll be like, you'll be telling me, man, dude, yes. We'll be doing high fives, and we won't miss our high five because we'll be perfect. Everything will be perfect, and we'll have a perfect high five. We'll have a perfect high five. Right? Praise it. And could you imagine you're going before the throne of God, okay? Now, I know the Bible says that we look through a glass darkly, dimly, right? We have details in the book of Revelation of the last days, the apocalypse, right? We have these glimpses of what the last days will be like and what heaven will be like. We know there's going to be a lot of worship. We know there's going to be a lot of eating. We know there's going to be a lot of praise. There's going to be fun. Everybody say fun. It's going to be great, right? And so imagine you get there and you say, Lord, I gave, I did good deeds, I helped the poor, I did all these things, and what if he tells you this? I never knew you. I never knew you. If that doesn't put the fear of the Lord in you, I don't know what will. To stand before God and for him to look directly to you and say, I never knew you. Guys, we better live for the Lord here on earth, because our day's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but our day's coming. One day we will take our last breath. One day we will all, the Bible says that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will answer. And we are accountable to what we do. We are accountable. And God's going to hold us accountable. And I know what you're thinking. Man, I better live right. Man, I need to obey God. The day's coming. So I don't know your life. And if you're thinking right now, man, what if that does happen? Maybe you should pray today. Maybe you should pray. And you may be thinking, Pastor, if I go pray and everything, I'm afraid what people may think. We've all sinned. We've all fell short of God's glory, right? We're not Pharisees here. I'm just a beggar telling another beggar where I found bread. That's it. It's all it is. And the day is coming. Listen, you could, and even in water baptism, listen, if you don't believe in Christ Jesus, listen, you'll go down a wet sinner and up a, I mean, a, go down, you'll be a dry, y'all know what I'm saying. You'll come up a wet sinner, right? Let's just take about a couple of minutes to laugh at the pastor for getting tongue-tied. But to have your heart, listen, I didn't tell you that to guilt trip anybody, but I'm telling you that because, number one, it's my responsibility, and it should be your responsibility too. Responsibility also to tell others, because there is a judgment coming. Praise God, we live in the dispensation of grace. Praise God, today we can just plead the blood of Jesus, confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, and he'll save us, right? He'll save us. But if we don't do that now and follow him, man, I do not want to hear those four words: I never knew you. It would really hurt me if Danielle come to me and said, I never knew you. Or you see what I'm saying? Or your family, or your parent, or your mom. That would hurt, wouldn't it? Man, to go to heaven, to the throne of God, and look him in the eye. Could you imagine? And seeing Jesus with the scars in his hands that he took for you and in his feet. And see those scars and him tell you, I never knew you. You say, Pastor, how can I keep from hearing those words? How can I keep from hearing those words? If I was you, I would make a sprint toward the altar this morning. I would be calling on God. Say, God, listen, you still may have doubts, but there's something in your heart that's saying, I need to pray. I need to call on God. I need to pray. I need to pray. I need to call on God. Listen, you can come to God with your doubts. You can come to God with negativity. Listen, you can even come to God with sin. And God is able to save, and God is able to rescue. And listen, and today we're going to have a water baptism, and they're going to make a public declaration of what God has done in their life. because they're not ashamed. Who's getting baptized this morning? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. See, they're not ashamed. They're not ashamed, are they? Right? God said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you in heaven. And you say, Pastor, and I know some of you are probably saying, I've heard that message before. I heard that message before. I heard that message before. Listen, if we would actually do some of the messages that we hear, we would be set free and we would have more victory in our lives. Amen? Today's the day. If you're not sure, if you got this thought in your mind, I don't know if I'll make it. Should I go pray? If you're asking yourself if you should come pray, then you need to come pray. Okay? You need to come pray. Today the altar is open right now. If you're not right with God, if you're not saved, you know judgment's coming. You may have 10 years left. You may have 20 years left. Who knows? The Lord may come back today. Praise God. See, I want the Lord to come back soon. I want Him to come back soon. But I want to see people saved. And you know what? If the Lord delays His coming to see people saved, then praise God. Because we want to take as many people with us as we can. Because I'm here to tell you, if you sprint to this altar this morning, if you make a sprint and give your life to God, He'll meet you with love. He'll meet you with grace. Don't leave with unbelief. Don't leave with the spirit of unbelief this morning. Believe in God. Have faith in God. Because there's a judgment coming. Come and receive His love this morning. Come now as He sings. If God is working on your heart, come pray. Praise the Lord. Bring your family. Whatever need you have, let's all stand. Hallelujah.